So Bhishma, although he took shelter of the Kauravas, he fought on their side, he didn't protect Draupadi. Still, Krishna gave him his shelter at the moment of death. How is that? Actually, the Mahabharata is a very deep scripture. And it can be understood at various levels. So Bhishma, it can be understood at the level of Karmakanda, mundane religiosity. And it can be understood at the level of Bhakti. So Bhishma sometimes speaks at the level of mundane religiosity. And he says that, actually I am bound by the Kaurava's wealth. So I have to fight on their side. But that is only an external reason. The internal reason was that actually Krishna wanted to demonstrate that two things. In the Draupadi pastime, Krishna wanted to demonstrate that ultimately in this world, we have no shelter except Krishna. So Draupadi had now that assembly where her five husbands were present, where venerable elders like Bhishma were present. Now that should have been assembly where not Bhagwan ki jai, where she should have felt most protected. But that's what where she was about to be violated. So Krishna had everyone in that pastime orchestrated by his plan. So that they all acted in a way by which it was demonstrated that we have no shelter except Krishna. That is from the transcendental perspective. From the practical, from the material or the Karmakanda perspective, we can say that actually Bhishma got caught in Niyamagraha at that time. Niyamagraha is sticking to the letter of the law while forgetting the purpose of the law. So what happened is, you know, he couldn't answer the question that, you know, if Draupadi, you know, a wife belongs to the husband. If the husband has gambled himself and he's not his own master, then is he his wife's master? Can he gamble her if he's not his own master? So that question Draupadi raises. And Bhishma says, I don't know. He says, yeah, a wife is all belongs to the husband. Wife is meant to be protected by the husband. But if the wife, husband is not his own master, then does the wife still under shelter or not? He says, I'm confused, I don't know. Now, yes, technically, it might be a difficult question to answer. But ultimately, when it is said that, you know, a wife belongs to the husband, the point of whatever rule it was for protection. So a woman was being violated in public. And there's no reason to get caught in technicalities over there. It was an atrocious act to be done. So now Krishna did not forget Bhishma's devotion because he made a mistake. At the same time, Krishna did not forget his mistake because he was a devotee. Both are there. So because he had committed a mistake, because he had chosen to fight on the side of the Kauravas, Krishna was determined, Arjuna, you arranged to kill him. So that, as a, you could say, not literally a karmic reaction, but as a reaction for what he did, for his failure to protect Draupadi, for his siding with the Kauravas, he got the reaction and he was killed in the war. But throughout his life, you know, that time it was, we could say, from the transcendental perspective, it was an orchestration by Krishna. From the material perspective, from the Karmakanda perspective, we could say it was a weak moment. The moment when he got caught in the letter of the law, Nimagra. But either way, Krishna did not let that mistake blind him to the life of Dharma, life of Bhakti that Bhishma had led. Bhishma was a devotee. And similarly, his fighting from the Kaurava's side at the time of death, in the Kurukshetra war, that from an external perspective was he fought because he was he had taken their salt, as it is said, lived on their money. Actually, the deeper reason is Krishna wanted to demonstrate that anybody who goes against Dharma, that person, no matter how powerful they may be, they will be defeated. So by having Bhishma fight on the side of the Kauravas, and then having Bhishma defeated, Krishna demonstrated Dharma will be successful no matter how powerful people, how powerful the people who oppose Dharma. And Bhishma accepted that service. He knew he would be misunderstood. But Krishna inspired him to do that service and he accepted that service. If Krishna had been angry with Bhishma for having fought with the Pandavas, then as you rightly said, why could Krishna have gone to him at the time of death? And why would, not only Krishna was there at the time of death, but Krishna also heard from him. Krishna had Yudhishthira hear from him. Why? Because Krishna wanted to demonstrate that the lifetime of service that Bhishma had done, that should not be overlooked just because he had made a mistake. So he had a vast amount of learning, and sometimes we all, you know, face weak moments in our life. Now, if some temptation catches us in the weak moment, if some, normally we may be very gentle and kind to others, but sometimes we may be under some stress and then somebody comes and asks us something, we just blast out at that person. You know, if that person holds it lifelong against us, you know, you are so harsh. Can you look at how they've lived for the rest of their life? So Krishna wanted to demonstrate throughout his life, Bhishma had lived such a wonderful life as a dharmic person. So Krishna rewarded him at the time of death. So both levels we can understand. At the karmakanda level, at the bhakti level. At the bhakti level, it's orchestration of Krishna's. Whatever Bhishma did, that was simply by Krishna's will to demonstrate some lessons that Krishna wanted to teach. And even if we see at the karmakanda level, then also we see that Krishna, that for the wrong that he did, the reaction came. But for the right he did, that also was rewarded. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yes, ma'am.